Encouraging us tonight would be Diane Fitzgerald Dharma Holder.
So in the 10 days leading up to this session, I was helping to care for my 3-month-old grandson who just had surgery. And in the weeks before that, I was helping to care for my 91-year-old uncle who is in hospice. And throughout this time, I felt this real urgency to investigate taking refuge in Sangha. For some reason, this was very much alive, and I would wake up in the morning, and it would feel so much like being at Sesshin, and I would say, okay, today, taking refuge in this little Sangha where I am here, practicing harmony. And it seemed so apparent to me that with the little baby and the old man, that each of them knew perfectly how to take refuge in Sangha with no effort whatsoever. So change my diaper, change my depends, feed me, comfort me. No premeditation, no effort, just very naturally, both of them taking refuge in the Sangha. And I thought that coming to Sesshin, we get a chance here to see what this is like, because we come and when the bell rings, we proceed to the Zendo. And when we are corrected, we bow and accept it. And when we are asked to speak, we bow and we speak. And so here, here is this opportunity to see what is it like to practice harmony with each other, taking refuge, and where is this self that sometimes, as was spoken of so beautifully this morning in the Taisho and the Dharma dialogue, the self about which we feel confusion. So where is this self that needs to be defended or needs to be propped up or about which we feel confusion? When we are together practicing harmony, where is it? And on one of the evenings when I was with my old uncle, he is a non-churchgoer in a family of serious churchgoers. And he said, you know, they're all just in it for themselves. And I knew he wasn't talking about me, but I just, just sort of cut to my heart. And there arose the self about which I get confused. And am I just in this for myself? You know, I'm going to a temple. Is it just all about me? And I would sit with that. And it seemed that this confusion was about who is that self that it would just be about. And I was again circled back to taking refuge in Sangha would just keep coming up again. And I had read some remarks from one of our ancestors, Yasutani Roshi, and he had written that the Chinese word for monk is an abbreviation of the word for Sangha, of being in harmony with all of the monks. That is quite deep, I think. And he wrote about practicing harmony, practicing virtue. And I think that this harmony may not be exactly what we think it might be. Maybe it's not the sweet harmony that we imagine. Maybe it is some just big cacophonous mess. And How do we practice harmony with that? You know, how do we take refuge in that which arises, which is not our idea of what should be harmonious? Mm-hmm. And Yasutani also said that when we are practicing together, we are not just practicing harmony with each other, but we are practicing harmony with all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who ever lived, past, present, and future. And he said they are actually really here, not just a metaphor. And I have to admit that, you know, that's kind of beguiling to me. Ah, I just, you know, see one of those Buddhas or Bodhisattvas sitting right here. My old uncle, he told me how his old drinking buddy, Tommy Kowalczyk, was sitting on the side of his bed. Tommy Kowalczyk died many years ago. So, you know, maybe Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are here and Tommy Kowalczyk too, right? But I don't really think I may ever see them, but for me, you know, from our koan, the sound of the rain and the sound of the tea water being poured into the cups and the wonderful presence of you in the sendo, that is enough for me. So, taking refuge in the Sangha. Thank you.